Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let's go to the border. Talk about what's happening there when it comes to coronavirus and all the illegals coming across. Preston Hennekins joins us now from the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Welcome in, Preston. Good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So where is the Biden administration now when it comes to coronavirus, the upticks here, and their lax and, you know, just attitude there at the southern borders? It's got to be creating even more of a monstrous problem.
It really is. And fortunately, there is a policy that's been in place. Actually, former President Trump put it in place, which is Title 42, which allows the United States to quickly expel illegal aliens who come across the border and get them out of the country. This was extremely helpful during the early stages of the pandemic. Many of these people come from countries that have, don't have access to vaccines, we have no clue if they are sick or not. And that is still in place, but the Biden administration is under significant pressure from groups here in Washington and from Democrats just across the country to get rid of Title 42 and to start letting more and more of these people in, whether or not they have a COVID test. Of course, we have no way of knowing if they're sick or not. And so really, this is just going to be an issue that if they do end up lifting Title 42, the Biden administration is just going to have to address this. And they've really been flip-flopping on it in terms of whether or not they're going to or whether or not they're going to keep it in place.
Well, hold on just a minute. There's got to be some people in the Biden administration that are a little worried about that potentially, horrific tsunami of coronavirus surging across the border. If they lift Title 42, does that not send another signal to those illegals that, hey, look at this, let's go?
No, it absolutely does. And you're right. There are U.S. officials within the CDC, within the Department of Homeland Security, who have come out and said, look, we could not handle the current border crisis without the presence of Title 42. There is no way that we could responsibly lift this and be able to handle the hundreds of thousands of people that are coming every single month. And that's with Title 42. So like you said, if that was lifted, then you're sending a message to the entire world, many of whom have been, if they haven't come already, they've been waiting to come. They would immediately see this as the border being wide open. And to a large extent, if they came and they arrived, they would find that the border is wide open without Title 42, because the Biden administration has dismantled all of the other successful programs that President Trump put in place to stop asylum-seeking illegal immigrants from coming to the U.S.
Talking with Preston Hennekins from the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Preston, let's talk about the kids that are coming across. And we're talking about children arriving without any adults with them. How is that possible, first of all, that they just turn these young kids, young, on their own in horrific situations and conditions, and here they come across the border, and they're being, what's going on with that?
Yeah, so this has been a significant issue, and this has been one that has grown, really, under the Biden administration, specifically because early in his term, he announced that children and, kind of termed unaccompanied alien minors, that they would not be turned away because of Title 42, and Title 42 would not apply to them. So naturally, this means that everyone in the countries such as El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, these are people who want to get to the U.S. And if they're seeing that their children are being let in, they naturally send their children. They pay, they send them on these horrible trips. They pay, smugglers who are obviously not very good people to take care of their kids. And then when they get to the United States, for the most part, it's up to Health and Human Services to find a blood relative in the United States to place these children with. And there's been stories over the years of children being placed in really bad situations, even within the United States.
Of course. There's no way this can go smoothly. Absolutely. Well, thank God for the midterms coming up. America, I'm sure, is starting to wake up that these Democratic policies at our border are just overbearing, unsafe, and illegal. And things have got to change to stop the madness that's going on there. We had our border well under control under the Trump administration, and now it's just the dam has been broken, and it's just getting worse and worse by the day. All right, Preston Hannigan's Federation for American Immigration Reform. Thank you, buddy.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.